Christ is the light of the world.
And may glorify you forever. Amen. Our scripture reading from Revelation chapter 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." And he who was seated on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." Also, he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son." O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of our Lord Jesus, amen. This Saturday, on May the 25th, the church will remember one of its good disciples from the 8th century, the Venerable Bede. He died on Ascension Day in the 8th century. He was the author of a famous book called The Ecclesiastical History of the English People. English comes from the word Angles, and the Angles were actually from Germany. They were pagans. And their worship of different gods is still reflected in the days of our week that we still use. Sunday was the sun's day. Monday was the moon's day. Tuesday remembered the god Tyre. Wednesday remembered Woden. Thursday remembered Thor. Friday remembered the goddess Freya. Saturday remembered Saturn. Around 600 AD, the Angles were converted to the Christian faith. The Venerable Bede was very interested in not only their conversion, but the conversion of all tribes and of all nations. He had a great desire for all to be free from the power of sin and death. Between all the plagues and wars at that time, life for most people in England and in other places in the world was very hard and cruel. Bede wrote a number of good commentaries on the Bible that are still very fresh and readable to this day. His first commentary of all the books of the Bible he chose was the book of Revelation. And he saw this not only as a book about the future end of the world, but as we in our church especially see it, as a book that recounts the general conflicts and victories of the whole church. Conflicts and victories. That's really a good summation of the book of Revelation. And it's a good summation of the history of the Christian church. And it's a really good summation of our own personal histories. We can see that they are all full of both conflicts and victories. In his revelation, John saw all sorts of conflicts that would assault the church, both human and demonic. He saw plagues and wars. He saw blasphemies and falsehoods. Yet he also saw the saints, the Lamb, the angel with the eternal gospel, and finally, as we heard in our reading from Revelation 21, the new heaven and the new earth. Jesus told his disciples in the upper room before the crucifixion, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned to joy." God's word is very clear. We must expect trouble, difficulty, and hardships in this world because of sin. But with every such warning, he also promises victory and salvation. From Psalm 137 that we just sang, "Let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy." And from Revelation 21, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband." In all earth's sorrows, full of sin, the hope and joy of Jesus is still within. Amen. We rise to sing our canticle, the Song of Mary, page 248.
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty. Helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the now and will be forever. Amen. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For Matthew and Timothy, for all pastors in Christ, for all servants of the church, and for all the people, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For Donald, for all public servants, for the government and those who protect us, that they may be upheld and strengthened in every good deed, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For those who bring offerings, those who do good works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the people here present who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For all our children, youth, and young adults who are graduating, that you may always be with them, Lord, in all the changes of life, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For the faithful who have gone before us and are with Christ, let us give thanks to the Lord. Alleluia. save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord.
To you, O Lord.
O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Amen.
A labore, a labore, a mi Señor. A labore, a labore, a mi Señor. John saw the number of all those, and all were singing praises to the Lord. Thousands were praying, 10,000 rejoicing, and all were singing praises to the Lord. Alabare, alabare, alabare a mi Señor. Alabare, alabare, alabare a mi Señor. Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood has set us free from every sin. Power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and all blessings shall be his. Alabare, alabare, alabare a mi Señor. Alabare, alabare, alabare a mi Señor. Sing with the people of God, and join creation in a joyful hymn. Blessing and honor and glory and might to God and to the Lamb be without end. Alabare, alabare, alabare a mi Señor. Alabare, alabare a mi Señor.